Okay, so $2.8 billion for your average American. That's a lot of money. But for Bank of America, that's what they paid to settle with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And it may not actually put this whole issue to bed entirely, this issue of faulty loans and deceptions and misinformation in terms of issuing mortgages. Here to help us sort through it is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. First of all, Happy New Year. Good to
see you back.
Happy
New Year.
I read a quote from analyst Chris Whalen, who used to be an analyst for the Federal Reserve. And he said this settlement, this $2.8 billion that Bank of America is paying to Freddie Freddie and Fannie over these misinformation in terms of issuing mortgage, he called it a gift for Bank of America, that this is taking – that Fannie and Freddie are taking a passive posture and the loss will remain in Washington.
And remember, in Washington, it's with us, all of us, the taxpayers, since we've bailed out Fannie and Freddie. You know, let me take you through some math, which will illustrate Chris's point, I think. Freddie, for instance, got part of the $3 billion. They got $1.28 billion. That was to resolve $1 billion in claims they had put in, but also to close off the possibilities of claims on another $127 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
So $1.28 billion to get rid of $127 billion of possible claims is, you know, doesn't sound like a huge amount when you look at it that way.
Yeah.
So that's why he said a gift. But on the other hand, we don't really know how much fraud and misrepresentation there really was. You know, this is about rewinding the clock, rolling back the clock and saying back in 2006, back in 2007, when Countrywide, which is now owned by Bank of America,
right,
that's why they're
defunct
in this situation, when Countrywide was bundling up mortgages, did they at the time misportray what those mortgages were?
No, you know? It was junk, basically.
Well, did they know? And for a long time, the banks have said, we didn't know, we didn't realize. But the settlement maybe gives us a hint that if Bank of America is willing to settle for anything at all, that maybe they have evidence in their books somewhere or in Countrywide's books that someone did know something at some point. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, companies sometimes are willing to settle just to make things go away, right? So you cannot conclude from a settlement that there is tons of evidence. But on the other hand, this is a contractual right that Fannie and Freddie have to go and put back some of these mortgages.
I mean, they could pull the lever big time on this. They don't have to accept this, right?
Well, you know, it's hard to know their full negotiating position. And keep in mind, Fannie and Freddie have a very strong control coming at them from the Treasury Department and the government. And the government is, of course, concerned about the banks. And so this is a multi-chess game that's very, very complicated. You know, and this may not be the end of it, though, because there's a ton of private investors out there who own these similar mortgage bonds who are also going to Bank of America and other banks and saying, give us our money back, give us our money back.
And the other thing kind of hanging out there, I mean, you were saying that we don't really know, we ourselves, we haven't seen these books. But if WikiLeaks issues thousands and thousands of documents that they supposedly have received from Bank of America secretly, they could have some information there about what B of A or Countrywide knew or didn't know.
Well, that is the mystery because, you know, these settlement negotiations between Fannie and Freddie and Bank of America and private investors, a lot of them are private. And
well,
so if we
the
got
judges
these
reopened them, though, that's what happened with the Merrill Lynch settlement. The judge said, this is ridiculous. You go back and renegotiate something. I mean, conceivably, WikiLeaks could reopen this whole thing.
Conceivably.
Right?
I mean, if WikiLeaks comes out with tons of information right in the public eye that makes people think this was a raw deal for Fannie and Freddie and hence for us, the taxpayers, maybe it could. But the markets, the stock markets and Wall Street, they were very positive for Bank of America's stock yesterday in the settlement.
They went up.
They are looking at this as, okay, the chapters are closing. This bad storyline is coming towards an end. And so at least Wall Street investors and bank investors think that this may be Bank of America moving on. But, you know, we'll see what WikiLeaks has to say on it.
It could come out any time. And if it could, it could also open up new congressional investigations into B of A and Countrywide as well.
It's all possible.
Louise Story is a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner.
Hold on, before you go, when people say you're watching TV, what are you doing, Louise?
Well,
are you watching like a standard television on a couch?
Do you sit down?
I'm on the couch. I'm usually also online at the same time.
Working.
So online, okay.
Right. And by the way, we don't have a TV. We project an image from our computer onto the wall, and we're downloading shows. So it's very different from the kind of TV, you know, my parents watch.
Right. With that in mind, Louise Story, and thank you very much, listen to this.
Television rules the nation. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.